This is GiveCare Pulse. Together, the reports suggest that financing access without sustaining provider participation or pay can leave promised care unavailable. A June review found just 19 Northern Virginia doulas in the Virginia Certification Board Registry who accept Medicaid. Virginia began reimbursing doulas through Medicaid in 2022. Virginia doulas say administrative and logistical barriers reach Medicaid parents. Perinatal doula care includes pregnancy and birth education, hospital advocacy, and help with lactation and recovery. Doulas often work alongside doctors or midwives who provide medical care. Taja Iglesias said, "The doula is the person that already knows what you want." Medicaid-covered doula services and the number of visits vary by state. An additional 20 states have considered doula coverage or are implementing it. A Harvard study surveyed 1,001 Massachusetts mothers. It found that 89% would use formal child care if they could afford it, compared with 53% of families with children under age 5 who currently use it. Jeff Liebman estimates that increasing early educator wages by $6 per hour would raise formal child care enrollment from 53% to 65% in 5 years. Liebman proposes that Massachusetts cover the wage increase through Commonwealth Cares for Children rather than charge families more. The wage increase and enrollment change are a proposal and estimate, not inactive funding or a measured enrollment gain. Brookings found that the child care worker earnings gap with women overall widened from roughly $20,000 a year in 1990-199, $5,000 to $28,000 in 2020-2025, adjusted for inflation. Will the Virginia Certification Board's next registry list more Medicaid-accepting doulas? And will Massachusetts fund Liebman's proposed wage increase? That was GiveCare Pulse. New episode tomorrow at pulse.givecareapp.com.